Someone just sent me this from Brian Cashman. And it seems to be getting love from all the guys who are excited about the prospect of Brian Cashman owning and owning some haters and cashing in some receipts, which, believe me, I am the Cashman shill. I have defended this guy at every single turn. I did say that it was probably best to move on from him last year because I felt like it was just turning in the wrong way, but I was certainly more than happy and more than fine with the idea of him staying. I've been defending him left and right to anybody who will listen. But I want you to listen to these comments and tell me if you think that this is, like, it's everyone who's sending to me thinks I would take this in and be like, how awesome is this? I got one Cashman from the top rope. I don't know if I see it the same way. Let's listen to Brian Cashman on with the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo on High Heat MLB Network, asked about the 15 years since the last time the Yankees were in the World Series. And here's the question and the answer from Brian Cashman.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year, I don't want to say drought, that's not fair, but you understand what I'm saying with the gap. How about winning a pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot, and I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't. It completely forgets and discounts that that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing, so... I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Yeah, I hate that answer. I hate it. I'm sorry. I know all you guys are sending it to me thinking I'm going to be like, woohoo, yeah, that's right, Cash. You tell them. No. No. Don't bother with that. I know they cheated. I know, and I get it right now. That it's time for him to settle scores. I've been settling scores in some ways. I've been having some fun and settling some scores and getting back at people and enjoying this for the Boone haters. And even Fleas on the other side just threw a slight dig at Boone in a two-minute conversation. Like, all the Boone haters, all the Cashman haters, all the Stanton haters. Like, I've been cashing receipts, too. I get it, Brian Cashman. I get it. But you're back in the World Series. You did this. You put this team together. I know it's been 15 years. Talk about how good you've been during that time period. Talk about, even if you want to talk about, hey, look, you look at the nature of this stuff. We had injuries. We had this. You know, talk about something else other than we got screwed in 2017. We know it. It's a cheap, it's low-hanging fruit. It's the worst excuse. They scored no runs. They cheated by stealing pitches. They steal pitches. That was the cheating scandal, and they scored like three runs in the final two games of the series. The reason the Yankees didn't win is because they couldn't hit, the same reason they always don't win when they don't win. And if they don't win the World Series, I suspect that will be the reason too, because they don't hit enough. Please, I'm sorry. I love you, Brian, and I'm thrilled with you right now. You put together a World Series champion. You're back on track. You're going to be here for the next 20 years, and I'm here for all of them. Boone's back. Cashman's back. Yes. Yes. That's right. Boone's going to get a 5-year contract. He deserves every one of those years. I can't wait. Cashman has a lifetime contract. Damn right. Let's go. I'm making that the promo. That's right. But don't give me the Astros cheated us, please. You got enough right now. Just give it to us straight. 15 years don't matter. World Series starts on Friday. I think we've been doing a damn good job. I didn't get that. I don't know why. I didn't say anything to you, Siri. She didn't get it. I didn't say anything to you. I hate that answer. We got plenty of things to get on. Plenty of things. Plenty of things to be excited about. Crow about Verdugo and how you knew that he was the gamer who could show up in this type of series, and that's why we stuck with him. Talk about sticking with Clay Holmes and still putting him into big-time spots down the stretch of the season. to get him ready for the postseason when you knew you would need him, and he came through and was the most important pitcher of the entire ALDS. Talk about that. Talk about bringing Giancarlo Stanton here and how great he's been and how he gets way too much hate. Talk about Gleyber Torres and how you've almost traded him 35 times, but you knew holding on to him would eventually do you good. Talk about that. Talk about transforming the worst starting pitcher in the league into the best closer of the postseason. Talk about that. Whatever the question is, whether it's about the 15 years, whether it's about your time working under Bob Watson, whether it's about the dynasty Yankees, whatever it's about, focus on the here and now and what you've done. Don't tell me about the Astros who cheated you when, let's be honest, the Dodgers been cheated just as badly in the World Series. You know, I mean, I haven't heard them complain about that yet, and I know they've been to the World Series since and had won one since. But you're going to talk about the 1 year? I guess we don't know about 19 either. Again, you can't tell me Altuve wanted to hide a bad tattoo. Something was up. I don't know what it was. I can't tell you it was buzzers or what. But my wife doesn't like the bad tattoo I got. That's the worst excuse I've ever heard. But I can't get behind going and reinforcing the 2017 and how it's not really a 15-year gap because in 2017 we were cheated. When we know for a fact, you know, you weren't taking it to the same extent, but you were pushing the envelope on stealing signs as much as the Red Sox, as much as any other organization. We all know it. That one I can't get behind, Cash. But I still love you. Still love you. Still very excited that you're going to be here forever. I'm still excited that you are 4 wins away from rubbing it in the face of everybody who doubted you. I can't tell you how many people I respect, good baseball people, good fans. The Yankees will never win again with Brian Cashman. The Yankees will never win with this idiot manager, Aaron Boone. I can't tell you how many people. I cannot wait. 4 wins away, baby.